If you'll kindly allow me to, I want to take and tackle the prophetic significance of what's being dubbed the Omicron variant, so-called, which I believe is a game changer. If you're willing to hear me out, I would like to make the case for why I believe this particular name, this is not coincidence, this particular so-called variant is very significant. But in order to do that, we'll go ahead at this time and redirect you to the website for those of you on YouTube and Facebook. So it seems that this demonic script, if I can refer to it like that again, that called for the pulling of this so-called Omicron strain, it has profound implications, I believe. Back on August 30th of last year, I actually went back into my archives. We devoted the entire update to predictive programming. This was perhaps one of the most, I guess, eye-opening updates I had ever done. It was right there in the top, surely the top 10, because all of those movies, all of those programs, oh, by the way, programs on those channels, I had no idea. And it was so eye-opening when you go back and you see what they were really about. It was all about people being pre-programmed and brainwashed to be in lockstep compliance. And this is what was shocking to me. How many of these movies in particular over the years, and we're talking way back, were about a virus creating this crisis, and then the solution was a vaccine. How did they know? Well, such is the case with this so-called Omicron variant. Is it just me, or is that kind of weird? Just the name? Where did they come up with that? Well, apparently they skipped over three letters to come up with this variant name. And again, no coincidence here. I actually did some research on what Omicron means, and I came up with an Ascended Masters website. These are Luciferians. I didn't include it. But the way they define it is exactly what I'm about to share with you. This is so demonic. Omicron? Come on. Could you come up with something better than that? Why Omicron? What did they do? Sit around in the room saying, hey, we got to come up with a name for this variant. What do you think? Bob, Joe, Steve, no? Omicron. Okay, that sounds good. Let's use that one. Well, this Omicron, as it turns out, dates back to the 1960s. It might even be further back, but that's how far back I was able to find it. And wouldn't you know, it's in a pre-programming, brainwashing movie by that name, Omicron. What follows are quotes and screenshots from the 1963 movie, Omicron. Not Omnicron, Omicron, O-M-I-C-R-O-N. And by the way, we've included a link to this movie with English subtitles. It's in Italian, and this is probably as good of a time as any to mention that whenever we reference a YouTube video or any other site, it is not an endorsement of that site. That's just a reference and a link that you can go to. By way of a preface, this is what this movie is about. Listen to this. It's about an alien who takes over the body of an Earthman in order to learn about the planet so his race can take it over. Okay, wait. Pods, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Encounters of the Third Kind. Was that the one with Richard Dreyfuss? And I think they did a remake on that one. I think Donald Sutherland was in, man, he's in a lot of demonic, creepy, pre-programming movies. Hunger Games, by the way, that's all about the 7-year tribulation. Don't look at me like that. You knew that, right? Donald Sutherland was in that. Wasn't Donald Sutherland in the Invasion of the Body Snatchers, I think, right? Wasn't that the 70s? Yeah. Same theme. Different movie. Now, in this scene, they're examining a corpse only to discover something very unusual. Let me quote from the subtitle. Yes, Judge, an acupuncture mark. A puncture mark. Needle mark? What? Can you see? It's pretty clear, but couldn't it be an insect bite? No. Could be a burn, I suppose, but it's more likely a puncture. Oh, what a coincidence. Then, after discovering this puncture mark, he comes back to life and says, I'm quoting, Space Explorer Omicron, calling the Ministry of Amalgamation of Planet Ultra, continuing efforts to run the creature I paralyzed and in whom I am embedded, but I'm going blind and don't understand anything. The minister replies to Explorer Omicron, are there other difficulties? His response, it's an outdated model. I've not seen anything like it on other planets. It still has, listen to this, muscular and nervous systems. We've discovered a prehistoric species. In this final scene of the movie, everyone is in this meeting and they've all been inhabited by Omicron. And now they're meeting to establish a charter for the slaves in their factories. If that sounds like George Orwell's 1984, that's because that sounds like George Orwell's 1984. I'm not trying to be clever or cute here. Let me quote from the subtitles. Let's set down the workers' charter. I recommend that they be introduced gradually. No. Better strike while the iron's hot. I agree. In fact, we had an update by that title. I used that idiom. Fine. Point one. Abolition of holidays and all work breaks whatsoever. Point two. Prohibition of love, of speaking, and of thinking. I think they've already got that one through. I don't know. But listen to this, quoting again. Whoever insists on thinking will be punished with amputation of the head.
What? That's right here in Revelation. They're going to be beheaded. Amputation. How did they know? Come on. Satan knows the Bible better than you and I ever could. He knows the book of Revelation. Beheading. Those who refuse this puncture to inhabit them. Beheading. I know some of you are looking at me like, Pastor, you have really gone off the edge this time. I don't think I have. It goes on, quoting, agreed. I suggest amputation for those who insist on loving. Agreed. Point three, abolition of emotions, of will, of charity, and of dignity, and other infectious diseases of prehistoric origin. Agreed. Close quote. 1963. I was 1 year old. I remember. We popped popcorn, watched this thing. No. 1963. Well, let's fast forward to 1999. And this video game by the same name, Omicron. The Nomad Soul. In it, you will find David Bowie. Remember him? Who not only wrote and performed the soundtrack for the game, but is virtual as pictured here in the game and says to the player of the game, and I quote, "So, you are a stranger here in Omicron. Conqueror of demons. You're not the first video game player to get your soul trapped in this dimension." What? Omicron? Soul trapped in a demonic dimension? Omicron? A body inhabited by this demonic entity? By the way, doubtless you've heard about Facebook's new rebranding. Come on. Is this a coincidence? Metaverse? Metaverse? You know, I was thinking about this. Satan cannot create or originate anything. All he can do is counterfeit. So God is the creator of the universe. What's Satan going to do? He's going to create a counterfeit universe, an alternative universe, the metaverse. You know what this metaverse is all about? I hope you're doing your research on this, and please don't just take my word for it. I'm still researching this, and I have to confess that I'm just blown away and taken back by how demonic this is. This metaverse is all about trapping and possessing souls in a demonic dimension. I didn't take the time today, but you know what you might want to do? Is do your own research and just start with the definition of avatar. Because you see, you can be whoever you want to be. You create your own avatar. Look up the definition of avatar. And you can do whatever you want in this alternate reality, this virtual reality, this metaverse.
which is a trap to inhabit and possess souls demonically from the pit of hell. Here's the bottom line. Yes, evil strings are being pulled to control and possess the souls of men, but God is using it to save the souls of men. I hope you don't tire of me saying this. I think I probably say this every week, and I'll probably keep saying this every week. Do you know how many people we will see in heaven because of this, that would not have otherwise come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ had it not been for this? Do you know how many testimonies we receive on a weekly basis from people that are sharing with us how either they came to Christ or they came back to Christ? They were living their cotton candy Christianity. That's what I call it. I'm sorry. That's what it is. Cotton candy Christianity. How unhealthy spiritually is that? Could you imagine living only on cotton candy? First of all, you would have no teeth. It's all fluffy and sweet and No talk of sin. No mention of Bible. Don't you dare talk about Bible prophecy. And let's just kind of, you know, let's take the edge off of it and let's, they don't want to hear that. They need to hear that. Sorry, I'm yelling. I always get a kick out of it, for lack of a better way of saying it, when people say, you know, they share very honestly, and I appreciate the honesty. So, you know, Pastor JD, I've been following online for many years, and I stopped watching. I just couldn't take it anymore. And then all of a sudden, I realized that everything you were saying, as much as I didn't want to hear it, was starting to happen. So I started watching you again. I just want you to know, it's really hard. And I don't respond. I don't have time to respond. Probably as good of a time as any again to say that. We get a lot of course, the volume of, you know, emails and comments, but maybe this would be my official response. It's hard to hear this. Try being the one who says this. You know, I took a couple weeks to just kind of seek the Lord here a while back, and I was sharing on Thursday night, you know, I'm going to just take a couple weeks and seek the Lord, just a lot of unknowns, and I was going to come back with this deep, theological, profound, you know, wow, Pastor, what did God minister to you? Oh, He ministered to me. You know what I came back with? 2 weeks with the Lord. He loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I mean, I needed a break from me and the updates. You know, it's pretty hard when, I'm going to actually share a testimony that speaks to this, but I'm not looking for, you know, sympathy or empathy or any of that. I would covet prayer, of course, obviously, but you think it's hard hearing these updates or watching these updates? Try doing these updates. There's times where I don't want to hear the update. I mean, it's just, are you kidding me? One more thing, please just indulge me, and I hope this is the Holy Spirit. I do continue to get many comments and emails about
Pastor, why don't you talk about the Middle East anymore? I mean, things are heating up right now. Russia, Ukraine, China, Taiwan, the U.S. is somewhere in all of that. And why don't you talk about that anymore? All you talk about is this. Week in, week out, same thing, every time. Can't you move on? No. But I did take it to the Lord. Lord, should I start talking about the Middle East again? And you know what I got from the Lord? Oh, you want to go back to the good old days? Because isn't that representative of, oh man, those were the days, yeah? When we could talk about Isaiah 17 and Ezekiel 38 and, you know, this is what the Bible says and all the players are geopolitically in place. And, oh, by the way, so you know, they still are. But I asked the Lord to search my heart concerning this. And I inquired of the Lord, Lord, okay, so maybe I am hyper-focused on this. But here's the thing. I don't sense that I have permission from the Lord. Because, yes, that's happening. Yes, that's Bible prophecy. Yes, it's coming to pass. But when that alarm clock goes off tomorrow morning, unless you're in Syria, you're not dealing with Syria. When that alarm clock goes off tomorrow morning, this is what you're dealing with. And this is what I'm dealing with too, while we're at it. I don't mean to sound angry. It's maybe a righteous anger. But it's almost like this. If not you, who? If not now, when? If not here, where? Who? One last thing. Have I said one last thing yet? I haven't, right? Okay, good. When Peter asked the Lord, or I should say the Lord asked Peter, well, he asked the disciples, when after a hard teaching, the multitudes bailed on the Lord. They just couldn't take it. This is too hard. And Jesus turns to the disciples and says, are you guys going to bail on me too? And Peter responds, where else are we going to go? You alone have the word of life, the words of life. Yeah, it is a hard teaching. Yeah, I don't want to hear this. Yeah, I would love nothing more than for all of this to just be over with. We can go back to normal. I hope you know that's not happening. We can go back to like it was back in the good old days. Have potluck. I don't know, for you new people, you have no idea what we did before you came to this church. Man, we had the potluck. The line was all the way over here. And good food. Everybody would bring the good grinds. And, oh, I mean, after we stopped, I lost some weight. I put it all back on again and then some. But, oh, the food, the fellowship. I want to go back to that. It ain't coming back. I would love to go back to that. Believe me, I would love to. But I can't. I have to speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. And this is the truth. This is the evil plan of man. This is how it ends. This ends in the rapture for the believer. And it ends in the 7-year tribulation for those who are not saved. They will go into the 7-year tribulation. Many will get saved in the tribulation. They're not the bride. They're the, as we affectionately refer to them, the tribulation saints. But this is how this ends. This is how this ends. And that's the truth. And I will have to give an account to God if I get up here, as is my privilege to, and stand behind this pulpit and tell you anything different. Because if I do, then your blood's on my hands. I know that sounds very selfish, but I don't want your blood on my hands. That's on me.